Welcome to the State of CRM podcast. Today, we are super excited to launch our first episode in the series. I'm Matt Engstrom, and I'm here with Ben Boutier, and today we're going to talk about all things unsubscribes and some potential new ways marketers can look at the metric. Well, hey, we're really excited to kick off our first episode of our podcast today. We'll be focusing on unsubscribes, but this is going to be the first in a series of podcasts focusing on challenges, opportunities, and pain points in the CRM space.
Yeah, very excited to launch that, and we get to the topic, first topic, unsubscribe, a lot to talk about.
Exciting topic. And I know you've written quite a bit of content on this topic yourself, actually, and have been thinking about it quite a bit over the last few months. So I think we have a lot of good things that we can cover off on today. So I think maybe to kick it off, I think you think about unsubscribes in a little bit of a different way than some of the people in the market. Can you talk a little bit about the metric itself and some of your thoughts around maybe how it's being used today?
For sure. The unsubscribe, usually unsubscribe are followed. That's a KPI that we measure or follow the trend on or for campaigns on the tool itself. And mainly the tools in general are providing this metric calculated based on the number of campaign or messages sent, which make total no sense to me. Measuring that will give you a number. If you want to optimize the number and you want to learn from the data points, you will ultimately learn how to avoid unsubscribe. And the way to avoid unsubscribe is easy. Don't contact people who respond or open your email. There is no chance for them to unsubscribe. So in this way, unsubscribe makes no sense the way it's calculated today. But I have other examples of why I think it's not really relevant or it's underestimated. Let's just keep to the regular, most often seen unsubscribe rate or KPIs measured. So I'm talking about unsubscribe on sent. Often we hear clients or partner saying that, oh, I have no issue with my unsubscribes. The number are very low. I'm happy with that. Okay, great. What's the number? Oh, we have a 0.1% of unsubscribe. Great. Looks low. And if you have a 2 million database, sounds good. The issue comes when you just stack up these numbers. If you are doing, let's say, 4 campaigns a week, you have 4 campaigns going out every single week. And at the end of the week, you have, 0.1% of unsubscribe per campaign. Great. But at the end of the day, end of the week, or end of the month, if you stack up all of these numbers, that's becoming really complicated. Complicated in a way that you don't realize the volume and the number of people you are losing every single month, quarter, or even for the year. So if you simulate this 0.1% over a period of 3 months, you will be losing 7% of your database. And if you simulate that over 12 months, you are almost at 40% of your database. So if we talk about a 2 million user database, and you consider that you are not having any new user, not doing acquisition, at the end of the year, you lost more than 500,000 user, which is huge.
Yeah. I think as well, when you start thinking about metrics that marketers are really focused on, and of course, everybody, you know, wants to talk about what is the impact of that on revenue or customer lifetime value or, metrics that are actually tied to the dollar. What are your thoughts, I guess, on in terms of that lifetime or that long-term value impact of unsubscribes? I'm assuming it becomes exacerbated and amplified over time as you start to lose more and more of your database to attrition.
Yeah, totally right. And maybe one proxy to estimate what's the loss, what the impact of this unsubscribe. D-Day, you send your campaign, you lost 0.1% of your database. 2,000 user if you have your 2 million database. What's the impact over the next 12 months of this loss? The easy way to do it, I mean, there are way different ways to do it. But to me, the easy way and the proxy to do it is taking one metric you might know or easy to calculate on your side, whatever the business you have, e-com, retail, you should know pretty easily how much one customer is bringing in per year. So what's the revenue over 12 months from a customer? So let's say you are a retailer and you are making $200 per customer per year in average. The loss of 2,000 user with only one email, you make the calculation and you get the result. So if you simulate that over the year, saying that all newsletter you send, that's this potential loss for the rest of the for the next 12 months, not the rest of the year, or and that's kind of calculating of thinking about a cohort of this user. If my math are correct, that represents $400,000 dollar after 12 months. So the impact is huge. I'm not saying that you can avoid that unsubscribe at all, but being relevant and avoiding the fatigue of your user and reducing this small unsubscribe that we are saying that, oh, not big deal, actually at the end of the year, that's a big deal.
Yeah, the long-term impact of that is potentially huge. I think I'm going to come back with something a little bit more controversial. So I think the metric itself has evolved quite a bit. I think, you know, potentially it might be going the way of the click, where it's more of a vanity metric than anything. And I think one thing that is interesting to kind of circle back on, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this as well, is I think what we're seeing in the marketplace is almost like a pushback against it as a metric. There's a lot of content and things that are being written about it that say things like, it's sort of a natural evolution of your database. You're going to lose unsubscribes to attrition. You're losing essentially the duds. And what that does is save you email costs and costs of production and time and potentially not capturing, or you're not really losing out on value if customers aren't going to convert anyway. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you sort of agree with that camp, or do you view it a bit differently?
Yes and no. That's in between. For sure, you will still lose user, and that's, in a way, you can't avoid that, but you have, that's your choice to try to reduce it.
Yeah.
So being more relevant and reducing this fatigue. And something that's, I think, is really interesting that's worth mentioning, that's the difference between pressure and fatigue. Often people mix this term together, saying, oh, I'm managing the pressure, or I'm managing the fatigue. That's the same thing. That's not. The pressure, that's easy to calculate. How many messages in a given period you send per user? Let's say I'm in a database. The retailer is sending 3 messages during the week. I'm receiving these 3 messages. My pressure is 3 messages during a week. Easy. The fatigue is related to my perception of the message, the relevance of it. So let's say, Matt, you are in the same database, you're receiving the same 3 messages, but the topic are not relevant at all for you. So you will feel fatigue more easily than me, because maybe the topics talk to me and are more relevant in my case. And you have a higher propensity to unsubscribe that I will have. For the same pressure, the impact on the fatigue is different. And that's why we need to have additional metrics, more than this unsubscribe on sent, to follow, to track, and really read the trend of these metrics to be sure that we are not misled by its knowledge and these metrics from the platform.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one thing our listeners are going to hear a lot about is the pitfalls of batch and blast in general. And I think, you know, you're bringing up a good point around message relevancy and the fact that so many campaigns are sent out to wide audiences that don't have things that they care about. And if you assume that that's generating X amount of unsubscribes, therefore those are, you know, potentially low value customers, What you're basically saying is that's not the right way to think about it. Those are probably actually more like missed opportunities within your database from that perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. That's potential loss of customers if the message is not relevant. They came to you, they purchased one time at least. So they are customer, they are in your database for a reason. Maybe for a specific topic, maybe for a specific category of your product. And pushing too much in other direction, it can work. You can generate cross-sell for sure, but it needs to be relevant. And that will work with part of your database, but not all of it.
Yeah. And I think, too, you had mentioned that there's potentially different ways to look at unsubscribes, maybe by tying them to some other more of the positive-focused metrics that marketers care about. So one thing you write about, I think, is cost per open rate, which I think maybe gets a bit at the topic of relevancy that we're talking about now, where subscribes or unsubscribes are actually can be linked to the relevancy of an email rather than just sort of being viewed as a loss of your database.
Yeah, exactly. That's depending on what you want to measure. You need to actually select the right KPI. And if your goal is to measure the impact of your communication, so what's the content, the message, the branding, if you are doing a branding campaign, brand awareness, and you want to be sure that the visual are relevant, you can just calculate the unsubscribe on open. So the UTOR, unsubscribe to open rate, that's easy to calculate. You take the number of unsubscribe divided by the number of openers, unique openers, not total of open. You'll have a trend of relevancy of your content because that's calculated based on the people who actually opened your email and saw the content. Another metric, if you move down into the funnel, would be the unsubscribe to click rate. So from all clickers, unique clicks, what's the rate, the number of user who unsubscribe? So number of unsubscribe divided by the number of clickers, that give you the unsubscribe to click rate. And that will help you to actually measure the relevancy between your content and your landing page. Because if people, they are happy, they see your content, the creative, they click into it, they arrive on the landing page, and there is a deception, maybe they will subscribe. So that will help to measure this stage of the link, the stage of the link between the content and the destination, the landing page.
Yeah, that's interesting as well, because I think, kind of going back to that assumption that people are unsubscribing because they aren't interested in your product or no longer want to be a customer, what have you. This is actually suggesting in this case, you can understand a little bit more deeply, maybe the fact that your messaging from your email or what you're pushing in your email is not necessarily being reflected on the page that they're arriving at on their website. So it says more than just, this isn't necessarily something they want to buy. It actually speaks to the relevancy of the journey in that case between converting from email to a website visitation, which is super interesting.
Yeah, exactly. That's the two first metrics I recommend to follow. And the third one is revenue per unsubscribe. We touched base on that at the beginning, but you want to know, because you, if your focus is to be really measuring the impact on your revenue, you want to know how much revenue you are generating with this campaign while you are losing one user. So if I lose someone, that's in a benefit of making another part of, a revenue with another part of the database. And the easiest way to do that is taking the total revenue of the campaign divided by the number of subscribe, and you have the revenue per unsubscribe. Higher the revenue is, the per unsubscribe, the better. I mean, anytime we lose someone in the database because of non-relevant content or whatever reason, sometimes you can't control it. We can't slow down this number to zero. We know that's the we'll still have unsubscribe for every single campaign sent. But when you know that every time you send a campaign, you have unsubscribe and you follow this metric of the revenue per unsubscribe and you follow this trend and you see that's increasing, that means making more money for every single unsubscribe you generate, that's a positive sign. That means you are more relevant because more people are buying. Even if you are losing a little bit of your database, you are making more revenue. You can improve that and work on this metric in two ways. One is being more relevant, making more money with higher price points, which is something, but also being more relevant and limiting the unsubscribe. So you can influence that and detect what are the topics, what are the type of campaign that are really worth it, or that you need to duplicate, you need to replicate, saying that, okay, this week I did three campaigns, four campaigns, two of these campaigns are like $90, $100 per unsubscribe, and two of them are $20. You need to ask yourself, what was this two campaign? What was the topic of these two campaigns that generated more revenue per unsubscribe? So when I damage my database, because we said that every single time you are losing someone and you project that over 12 months, this cohort, that can be a lot of revenue lost in the future, I'm maximizing my revenue for right now. But the best advice is just keep focus on maximizing your revenue on the long term versus making a big shot right now to make revenue this day, this week, and losing a lot of user and think that, oh, not a big deal, that will be compensated by whatever acquisition budget, or we'll rebuy this customer later. Now, for the next 12 months, you lost 100 of thousand of revenue just with one email. So you need to really balance this long-term goal and short-term goal. And these metrics are great, I think, to help you in this goal.
Yeah, it's really in that case about customer lifetime value. And again, kind of going full circle, it's an unsubscribe doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I've lost an opportunity for this campaign. You've potentially lost a customer that might not purchase now or might purchase again in the future. And I think that's an interesting way of looking at unsubscribes rather than just as sort of this metric that stands alone, which has been something we've been talking about a little bit already, as actually something that you can tie towards business goals that you're trying to achieve, and in this case, revenue, and as you were saying, relevancy in terms of actually getting things in front of people and things that they want to buy, whether it's a product or an offering, and then actually being able to tie that back to your business, I think, is key. So that's a really interesting concept, and again, kind of going back to the click comparison, you know, I think, you know, 20 years ago, click-through rate was all anybody was optimizing towards. And I think over time, that metric became rethought. And I think maybe we're in the midst of something very similar happening with the unsubscribe rate. And I think the way that you're putting it is potentially new ways of looking at a metric now that the industry has evolved that potentially can bring more insight, more value to marketers and help them make decisions going forward.
100%. I think that's maybe time to wrap up on what we said. First of all, forget about the unsubscribe on unsent. Doesn't matter because that doesn't bring any intel on what you are doing. And replace that by three really important metrics or interesting metrics to follow. The first one is unsubscribe to open rate. So again, number of unsubscribe divided by the number of openers. That helps you to measure the branding, the message. Unsubscribe to click, that helps you to measure the importance and the impact of your content and the landing page. And the last one, revenue per unsubscribe, that helps you to know which campaign is really more relevant. And therefore, you need to replicate this kind of campaign instead of continuing to do batch and blast that are driving not a lot of things.
Yeah, makes sense. Shifting gears a little bit, I think one thing we haven't talked about that comes up a lot that is actually related to unsubscribes, and that's the idea that rather than focusing on minimizing that number, I could just focus my budget and my marketing efforts on finding new people, people that were are customers that are going to be more likely to buy in the short term, potentially long term as well. So, you know, what are your feelings on that approach? Do you think that that's the right way to think about it in terms of, you know, because it could be argued that instead of focusing on unsubscribes, I'm going to spend my time on acquisition. And as we know, a lot of budget goes to acquisition anyway, partially for this reason and partially because of growth in general. So I think that sometimes puts CRM marketers in a little bit of a tough spot, but it is also an opportunity to increase the growth rate of your database at a higher rate than your unsubscribe rate, and then you're going to increase it over time.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people in the audience will recognize this kind of example or organization. Most of the time, acquisition team and CRM team are separated. Different teams, different budgets. So that's easy to think that, okay, I'm losing some user, doesn't matter, that they will be compensated by new user or buying again the same user or customer with the acquisition budget. The downside of that is you're not sure that you will win them back. That can be harder to win them back because you just disappointed them. You send messages that were not relevant. So that will be a higher cost. That will be more efforts, more campaign, definitely more difficult to win them back with the acquisition budget. And so that's not a net new user. That's just buying again the same user, which I think is very under-evaluated in companies because, again, the team are separated and that's not always really followed carefully. And you're not sure. That's very uncertain. You don't know what the acquisition team will be able to do. You don't know when and how they will be able to compensate this volume. Because we calculated really roughly what's the volume of the database you lose if you have a small unsubscribe rate from your ISP. And at the end of the year or 12 months later, you lost 500,000 of your database. That's huge. That's a huge loss. And instead of having your acquisition team working on compensating that, that would be better to prevent this churn, this attrition on your database, and having less expense in acquisition to continue to grow the database and the customer base. So that's really a balance to get between the teams and not often really discussed on the same table.
Yeah, I think that's obviously a very real divide that a lot of people that are listening today are definitely thinking about on a regular basis. And it actually just kind of brought up another thought for me as well when you're talking about just value in general, and that's that, you know, we know that customers have different lifetime values and also immediate values as well in terms of short-term opportunities. And really, when you're thinking about unsubscribes, if you just kind of think of it in terms of just like a blind metric that you're optimizing usually away from, but in some cases, you know, the argument being made that you shouldn't really even care about it in general. But if you know exactly, you know, you have an idea and you think about what your customers actually want to buy from you, and kind of to your points around content relevancy, and you're keeping that content relevant, the unsubscribes you will be losing if everybody in your database is getting exposed to campaigns for things they want potentially or that are relevant to them, the unsubscribes that you're getting are actually maybe are unsubscribes that are potentially valueless, that sort of found their way into your database for one reason or another. And then you're avoiding people that are unsubscribing who would buy things in general. So even thinking about it as just sort of like this flat metric that you sort of just view every unsubscribe as the same. If you have a relevancy and content strategy that's focused on engagement, then in that case, it's not that way. Like you're recovering people who might unsubscribe that probably are bringing a lot of value into the future, and then not having to invest tons of money trying to get your acquisition team to find net new customers or win customers back that potentially wouldn't be buying from you anyway. So it's kind of a circle that marketers need to break, essentially.
100% agree with that, Evan. One other question you can, as CRM, head of CRM, CRM manager, you can ask your acquisition team is, what was the evolution in the last 12 months or 24 months of the CAC, the cost of acquisition for a new customer, all this platform, Google, for the search, display, Facebook, everything that is done online or offline, costs are increasing. So everyone is fighting for the same customer. Acquisition is cost. Acquisition costs are higher and higher. I mean, really going through the roof. And you can prevent this additional expense or cost for the company, or focusing the budgets, helping other team to use their budgets for real purpose and not buying again the same user just because you are trying to catch up on one day off in terms of revenue.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And I mean, this is a topic for another day, but as targeting capabilities, as we know, continue to become more difficult in terms of actually building new audiences, finding new users because of privacy regulations, deprecations of cookies, things like that, the acquisition team is just going to find it to be more and more challenging in terms of expense that they're going to have to invest, which means retaining your database, keeping it healthy, and engaging your current customers you've already built a relationship and a touch point with is going to become all the more important in the future.
Great. I think we can end up on this thought. Cool. Thank you. And
see you next week. Thank you for listening to our latest episode. If you enjoyed this week's topic, and we hope you did, let us know by leaving a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to share it with your network. See you all next week.